Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers, Number 5. Our Duty to Extend the Work. Let forces be set at work to clear new ground, to establish new, living interests wherever an opening can be found. Let men learn how to pray earnestly, short, and right to the point. Let them learn to speak of the world's Redeemer, to lift up the man of Calvary higher and still higher. Transplant trees out of your thickly planted nursery. God is not glorified in centering such immense advantages in one place. We need wise nurserymen who will transplant trees to different localities and give them advantages whereby they may grow. It is a positive duty to go into regions beyond. Rally workers who possess true missionary zeal and let them go forth to diffuse light and knowledge far and near. Let them take the living principles of health reform into communities that to a large degree are ignorant of what they should do. Let men and women teach these principles to classes that cannot have the advantages of the large sanitarium at Battle Creek. It is a fact that the truth of heaven has come to the notice of thousands through the influence of the sanitarium, yet there is a work to be done that has been neglected. We are encouraged as we see the work that is being done in Chicago and in a few other places. But years ago, the large responsibility that is centered in Battle Creek should have been distributed. The people are encouraged to center in Battle Creek, and they pay their tithe and give their influence to the building up of a modern Jerusalem that is not after God's order. In this work, other places are cut off from facilities which they should have. Enlarge ye, spread, yes, but not in one place. Go out and establish centers of influence in places where nothing, or next to nothing, has been done. Break up your consolidated mass, diffuse the saving beams of light, and shed light into the darkened corners of the earth. A work needs to be done something like that which is described as an eagle stirring up her nest. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. This is true of many Christians who are coming into Battle Creek. Many have a spasmodic zeal, but it is like a meteor that flashes across the heavens and goes out. Let God's own workmen, who have his cause at heart, do something for the southern field. Let not God's stewards be content with just touching it with their fingers' ends. Let those at the heart of the work plan for the field in earnest. You have talked about it, but what are you doing as the stewards of God's means? Has God given us a work to do? Has God bidden us to go amid opposing influences and convert men from error to truth? Why have not the men and women who have so frequently gathered to the large assemblies in Battle Creek put into practice the truth which they have heard? If they had imparted the light which they had received, what a transformation of character we would have seen! For every grace imparted, God would have given grace. The work that has been done for them has not been prized as it should have been, or they would have gone forth into the darkened places of the earth and shed abroad the light which God has shed upon them. They would have given to the world the message of the righteousness of Christ through faith, and their own light would have become clearer and clearer, for God would have worked with them. Many have gone into the grave in error, simply because those who profess the truth have failed to communicate the precious knowledge they have received. If the light that is shown in superabundance in Battle Creek had been diffused, we would have seen many raised up to become laborers together with God.